You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Paving the way for a Biden replacement candidate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I'm excited to fully endorse Vice President Harris.
That's Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on MSNBC. He's among the many Democratic governors not only backing her, but considered possible running mates. The Democratic National Committee meets Wednesday to decide on the timing to nominate Harris to replace President Biden, who endorsed his vice president after dropping out of the race.
He told his vice president only a short while before the announcement went out to everybody else, calling her Sunday morning. She immediately started working the phones, we are told, for the next 10 hours. She called 100 party leaders, members of Congress, governors, civil rights and advocacy organizers and labor leaders. One of those calls she made was to former President Obama, who did not immediately endorse Harris after Biden withdrew.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich near the Biden Beach House in Delaware, where the president is still recovering from COVID. Former President Trump asks who's running the country as the House Speaker and other Republicans call on President Biden to resign. In a Trump interview that'll air on Jesse Waters' show tonight on Fox News Channel, the former president calls for an investigation.
You had people that lied to the American public, and I tell you what, you ought to take a look at his doctors, because his doctors keep giving him this wonderful report. I'm not a doctor, but I saw him the other day, was unable to get up the children's stairs going Air Force One.
A hearing's about to start questioning Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle 9 days after the Trump assassination attempt.
Why were resources denied to President Trump, security enhancement resources that his detail asked for?
Republican Jim Jordan, who's on the House Oversight Committee, also tells Fox they want to know why that building rooftop was not secure.
Then there's the key questions about what happened during it. 609, the shooter is identified. 610, the counter sniper is notified about the shooter on the rooftop. 611, the shooter fires and hits President Trump. 612, the counter sniper takes him out.
America's listening to Fox News.
Well, summer's here and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference, all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain now.
Cities around Lafayette Parish are growing and fast. What are the mayors doing to keep up, and how does that affect you? We find out every Wednesday morning at 7 when we talk to the leaders of each city about what they're doing and what they plan to do as more residents and businesses move in. Tune in for Mayor's Minutes, Wednesday morning at 7 on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, on air and on the KPEL app.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit BACAworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hello. welcome. Anything happened this weekend, folks? Anything at all? Been gone since Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Anything go on that I need to catch up on? I'm just asking because, I mean, nothing ever changes in the United States of America, Louisiana. I mean, I'm sure that's something had to happen. I've been looking through the news all day. Wow. As predicted by your hosts over 2 years ago, Joe Biden would be running. And I had to sit there and take an onslaught from people that I love and know. Have you noticed ever since Trump got shot? They got to let Biden run now. I wish I could read the emails and text messages I got. Can't happen, Moon. You'll be wrong on this one. I've been wrong on a lot of predictions. When I'm right about one, I like to boast a little bit because I am right or wrong on some. But I just, this guy was never, ever, ever, ever running. It was a false run the first time. Thank God for COVID and mail-in ballots. He would have never been president. But anyway, it is great to be back. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can always email me, moon@moongrafon.com. If you'd like to be part of the program, that's a good way to be part of the program. Look, folks, as I told y'all, the chaos of all this is just starting. They didn't kill Trump. And I said, they. Who is they? Anybody evil enough to be on the left? All these powerful positions. And I said, they. And look, this is just the start, not the beginning. Evil, the chaos and all that stuff that I hope I'm wrong on everything I tell y'all today. I just hope I'm wrong on this anyway, that the chaos. But we live in a different time now. And social media and stuff, they can crank out in a second. But Joe Biden, listen, everybody's tripping out yesterday. I was actually eating at Superior Grill in Lafayette, and it broke. I was sitting with Miss Maddie and a friend of mine. My car's over. And I didn't freak out on it. I wasn't surprised. I was getting emails and text messages from people who said, man, you were right about this. You were right on the money. I said, yep, and my other prediction is Michelle Obama, and I'm sticking to that, too. You can't. That ain't happening. Michelle Obama, no way. Sticking to my guns. Kamala Harris is, I think, easier for President Trump to run against her than it is to run against Biden, to be honest with you. I just do. So everybody's running out there with Kamala. I mean, that's a joke in itself. But I just still think Michelle's the person. I think the convention was all set up at Chicago. Why did they? You know, most of these conventions are set up in kind of swing states. You know what I'm saying? And Illinois is not a swing state. It swings all right, but it swings as far less if you want to go. Just keep going left. The further left you go, the further you get. So I'm not surprised, not excited. My spirit tells me is what's coming. It's not gonna be pretty. Now I was surprised that Representative Jim Clyburn of South Carolina, who really has a pulse of a black voter, has already endorsed Kamala Harris. That did make me go, ooh, my antenna went up a little bit, because he is such a big player in the Democrat Party, especially, you know, dealing with the black vote. So, you know, that to me was pretty big. But Obama ain't came out for it yet. And since I think it's ironic that Obama, his guy, Joe Biden, the guy that's been running this country, who's getting everything he wants to fundamentally transform America, the border, the finances, the fentanyl coming across, now boys can have girls, babies, and boys can be girls. That's all Barack and St. Obama. And so it's funny that he's getting old Joe out, and he's the one helped put old Joe in. He was the one that helped put old Joe in, and he's jumping up and down. We got to get somebody new. Well, he's going to get somebody who he can control, whether it be Kamala, Michelle, or whoever. Michelle doesn't have a voting record, folks. She, you know, she's run her mouth, too. When Donald Trump came in, the best thing about one of the best things about Donald Trump, he was saying the things we wanted him to say, and he tried to do them all. He had a bad Republican Party, but he tried to do a lot of good things. Michelle comes in. You can't say, well, she voted for this or voted for that. Kamala Harris, as an attorney general, was disgraceful. It's embarrassing what that woman did. It's embarrassing to watch her talk and speak. Totally embarrassing. But this is the Democrat Party now. All the people that voted for Joe Biden, they basically spit on them and moved them out the way. Biden, and Obama loves it, gets all the negative, and he don't get any negative. And yet he's the guy behind the scenes. This is his taking the United States of America to its knees. And no, I don't care who they run. I told y'all before, and I'm sticking to it, the powers to be on the left, media, politicians, power, powerful people outside this country, China, whatever, they cannot and will not allow Donald Trump to be president. That's how big a vote we got to get out in the fall. And if they feel like they're not going to win in the fall, it's no telling what they'll pull. It is absolutely no telling. Another thing, if Kamala Harris, this is me, this is just me. If Kamala Harris is going to run for president, wouldn't it be smarter to Democrats in a couple of days? I think Joe Biden's doing a press conference. Wouldn't he get up there and cough and hack and say, my health's bad, and I'm going to resign and let Kamala Harris be the president and run as an incumbent? Wouldn't it be smart on their part to not only get her to be an incumbent running, not only to get her as an incumbent, to let her go ahead and pick a VP, they'll put a VP with her, and then you'll have your ticket and you'll have your incumbent running. That's what I think's coming. If I'm wrong, I'll just say I was wrong, but that's what I think's coming. You got to remember, we're dealing with evil. We're dealing with Hollywood. We're dealing with the... When we say left, folks, this is not the old liberal Democrats. This is far-out crazy left. I mean, stupidity, dumb as sin left. Evil left. And it makes sense for Kamala Harris to run as the president of the United States. That's what I see coming. Now, that ain't the only thing you're going to see. If they don't think Kamala can win, then they got to come up with the rest of the schemes to go along with the schemes that are taking place now. Chaos. Got to remember something. People that don't understand who Jesus is in the Bible, at least understand who Satan is and how evil Satan is. Satan works better. Evil works better in chaos. No peace. That's how evil works best. And the media is awesome for creating evil. Just awesome for doing it. And they are all one-sided. I mean, they got what they want. They don't care about anything else because they don't understand the spiritual side of this. I'm not saying I'm an expert on it either. I'm just telling you what I see and what my spirit tells me. Whatever else is coming, they don't mind. But I can tell you right now, I can see President Harris and Vice President Buttigieg or somebody running on that ticket. Let me tell you something. If Kamala Harris don't run, it's going to be another black woman. Under no circumstances can the Democrats take a black woman off for a white woman. All this stuff about Hillary Clinton being involved. Oh, my God. What a joke. They may be involved, but she ain't running. They can't put a white man or a white woman. That's how they can't put a black man. It's Kamala Harris or Michelle Obama or somebody like that. They can replace a black woman for a black woman. If Michelle Obama was to run, nobody on the Democrat side would say a word. Not one word. I'm still not convinced she's not the candidate. Just my opinion. I'm just not convinced. And Kamala Harris is so bad. And you're going to get to see how bad she is. You know, when I told y'all, when Donald Trump and the Republican Party accepted an invitation to debate Joe Biden in June. I said it was a bad idea. Everybody got to see who the real president is that Barack Obama and them put there. 4 years ago, folks, he was just about as bad. And you know what else is bad? Kamala Harris and the Democrats and the media and all the old scar. Oh, nothing wrong with Joe. Joe's fine. Joe's good. Really? Joe's real good. They told us that for the last, 2 years. Oh, Joe's fine. And everybody was sitting at him going, he ain't fine. The dude ain't there. All of a sudden, they realized right before the election, and they wanted, I told y'all this too, they want a short election. They want a short election. They could talk about Kamala Harris. I'm telling y'all, it's bad. This has ever been as bad. But it doesn't matter who the Democrat is. Name them. They believe in everything happening in this country. They love it. The border, the debt, the Green New. What did Trump call it? Somebody got to send that to me. I was watching the thing the other night, and it was the Green. He called it something. I said, oh, man, I got to remember that. And it was awesome. Hoax. He didn't call it a hoax. He called it something. Sham. A green sham, and it is a sham, a total sham. Everything they believe in, the fentanyl come across, they don't care who's dying. They don't care how many people get raped or killed. They don't care. This is their agenda. It doesn't matter who you put, the Democrat. That ain't changing because that's Barack Obama fundamentally changing the United States of America. All right, we got to take a break. I'm sticking that Michelle comes in to save the day. If they feel like Harris, they're already running polls. Harris is only 1 point down, 2 points down. Yeah, nobody knows who she is yet. Anyway, let's take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One. Hey, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to be back with you. 844-766-6607 is the number. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline is, of course, a good friend of mine. And they do a great job. John Blanchard do a great job. All right. It was a green scam. Somebody remind me what Trump said about the Green New Deal. It's a scam. The whole thing is a scam. Scam city. And I'm glad he said that. Oh, by the way, Governor Landry would join us at, he was at the convention. He's going to join us at 9:30 for a few minutes. I want to play something. Remember Rahm Emanuel, Obama's top dog, ended up being the mayor of Chicago, ran that into the ground. And he made comments, and Brockham will play it twice if we could cue it back up the second time. I want y'all to remember the famous words of Rahm Emanuel, Barack Obama's right-hand guy. Listen. I didn't want that.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
All right. Go ahead and cue it back up. Folks, don't forget those words. COVID. Election. You get to be president. Obama. Healthcare. Just one thing after another, running stuff into the ground. They take advantage of a crisis because American people are so gullible with social media now. We don't get it. But anyway, here's it one more time.
This is you never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before. I think America.
Okay, there it is. He is uttering the words of Barack and the rest of these leftists who don't like this country. They want to take it down to his knees. And the way you do it is you turn it into a Marxist type country. And boy, they are working extra hard to do it. While Trump, anybody that thinks, and I've talked to enough people, anybody think that Trump just some nut tried to shoot Trump. I don't believe that. Never have, never will. And I'm not a conspiracy guy. It's not. It's something I said all along that's going to end up happening. If they can't beat him, they'll take him off the earth. I'm just, you know, people are asking me about Michelle Obama don't want to be president. I heard that a lot, too. Just like I heard, oh, Biden got to run now since the assassination. It doesn't matter if Michelle Obama wants to be president. She's had 8 years of a luxury life been given to her by leftists, the George Soros-type crowd, China and all those people. She's been given a life. And you cut deals, you make deals with the devil, one day you have to pay the price. They can get her in there anytime they want her to put in there. Just the right people got to go see her. You know? It's amazing to watch what's going on in the country. It's a crisis, one right after another. They know this. I can't tell you what the next step is, but there's more than one step. You know what's the good thing is I'm talking to more and more people that are watching this and saying the same thing now that I've been saying, not because they heard it here, just because they believe it. Man, they got to stop Trump. And it don't really matter what Democrat they put up. So if she can't beat him, I can't wait for him to debate. If she can't beat him, they got to come up with plan three or four or five or whatever it is. They got it all mapped out. These people, they cannot lose this power. The green scam, all that stuff can go away. They can't stop it. And the thing about it is, we got to remember something, folks. Most countries hate us. They're jealous of us, really, but they really hate us because the freedom and all this, the great country that's been built, that's got an opportunity for everybody, black, white, green, or yellow. If you said you wanted to bring it down, they're doing a hell of a job. Just open the border, let people come, bringing drugs, killing 100,000 plus people, your kids, my kids, people being killed left and right, people being raped, people being shot, people being killed, people, and nobody does anything about it. It doesn't matter if it's Biden or Kamala Harris or Michelle Obama. It just doesn't. The Democrat Party is the party of hate and filth. It is. It's evil. The power players, I'm talking about letting the registered voter. Biden was always stepping down. I always said it would be late where they can run a short campaign. Kamala Harris has a record of hell. They want to put up, let her put them up. But that ain't what I'm worried about. What's the next step? What's the next step these people are going to pull? Amazing, though, all this stuff happened. The rest of this stuff happened. The convention's over. Then all of a sudden, all the spotlight got taken off of Trump and the convention and Vance and all that stuff. Now it's all about who's running for president. The best thing they can do, like I said, one, make Kamala Harris president by him stepping down. I see that coming. If they don't, you're not going to know who's going to be the president to the convention because that's three or four more weeks. Okay, that the Republicans can gear up, but they really can't talk about anybody. So if they don't make her the president, and she doesn't really get the delegates, this is open for three or four more weeks. And that's what they want. Chaos. Chaos. We'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, HUDCO Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where HUDCO Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or brand new roof, HUDCO Roofing has you covered. HUDCO is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. HUDCO Roofing is also a state-certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. HUDCO specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from HUDCO Roofing right now. Go to HUDCOroofing.com. That's HUDCOroofing.com. Fill out the form, and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust HUDCO Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HUDCO Roofing.
Everywhere you turn.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Louisiana.
This message presented by the LHSAA and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. What a great day to be back. There's no doubt about it. And we are honored to have the governor of the great state of Louisiana, Governor Jeff Landry. Gov, what's going on?
Moon, you keep been counting how many times I'm on the show.
No, but it's probably 7, 8 now. Way more than the last two governors.
You got to start keeping count, though.
No, it's amazing.
I mean, like, they got to be like, the introduction's got to be like, the governor is now, you know, this is the 8th time. I mean, we're just going to go, you know, we want to set a record here.
Well, like I said, for 16 years, I couldn't get a governor to talk to me. 16 years and two governors, but no, this is 7, 8. I got to look back. I probably can figure it out. Well, you had a chance.
Keep track at least up to 16, so that on the 16 you can say, "Listen, he's been on longer than it took me." Come on,
and I got to tell you, I said, if I ever get on you, you're going to come back, and you did. So that's fair enough.
That's right.
I'm sure
it won't be the last time.
That's just part of nature of the beast. Hey, so you got a chance to go to the convention, and then we had the convention, and then after Thursday night, and then everything changed again Sunday with Biden bottling out, which, by the way, I said for over 2 years, there's no way that dude runs again. Just your comments first on the convention, the atmosphere, and what you saw and what you felt like was good.
Well, you know, the thing of it, to me, the biggest takeaway was the amount of people that told me, both those that were at the convention and those that watched the convention, both felt like there was a tremendous amount of unity and collegiality inside of the convention and as it projected out to those that were watching. I can tell you that by being there, certainly, you know, I talked to a lot of folks that were there, some who were on the VP list, even those that didn't actually make the cut, meaning, you know, when he chose J.D. Vance, I don't think there's been any, like, you know, backbiting or not. Everybody seems to be getting along no matter what, which I think is extremely important. I also believe that no one inside that convention believed that we were ultimately going to end up running against Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I mean, the Democrats at the national stage are some of the best magicians or actors that the world has ever seen. And they know how to stage up. In fact, you know, about a month or so ago, when all of those Democrat governors got around and started rallying around Joe, I said, you know what? He's gone. That's a great indication that he's out, because that's what they do. They make everybody believe they're together and, oh, we win him. But look, we were with him, but now we got to let him go. And so, you know, I think you were right. I mean, there's no way they could let Joe Biden be on. He shouldn't have been the president to begin with.
No.
Okay?
No.
I mean, and it shows you the hypocrisy, because they wanted to put Trump out for cognitive ability, mm-hmm. you know, back in 2017.
Yep.
And goes to show you who had the cognitive impairment. It certainly wasn't Donald Trump. It was Joe Biden. So
what do you make?
I don't care.
Yeah. But I was going to ask you. I'm going to ask you. Don't you feel like whoever he runs against, he's still got a great shot? And they're throwing out Kamala. I still don't believe that's the candidate, but that's fine. That'll take up the news for about 3 weeks, and then they'll go to the convention and put Michelle Obama in. Matter of fact, Steve Scalise said it yesterday on Mark Levin. I'm watching people start to come around and believe that, you know, because they're not talking about her. And if they go, I think it's smarter than, well, one of two things, Governor, and I'll get your take on it. If I was the Democrats, Joe Biden's supposed to be doing a press conference a couple of days, I would announce him stepping down. I would let Kamala Harris run as an incumbent president. That's what I would do. I mean, I'm serious. That's what I would do. And I'm not saying that she wins, but I'm saying that's what I would do.
Yeah, look, I think there's a couple of things. I think it's important for folks like me and all of the surrogates out there, and certainly Republicans, to start singing off of one hymnal, and that is, it does not matter.
Yeah.
It does not matter who the nominee is. They own the failed policies. Yep. They own the inflation. They own the empty grocery aisles. They own the high gas prices. They own an open border. They own the violence across America. Mm-hmm. They own the drug problem. All of those things are a product of their policies.
Correct.
Sure. Joe Biden was the president as they implemented and doubled down on these policies. But not one person that they're going to put on that stage in August can say, I tried to tell Joe Biden as the president not to do this. Mm-mm. We told him to do this. They all owned the failure. Mm-hmm. They all own it.
Yeah, another thing too, Governor, is that, and you said it and I said it too, whoever they put up is going to buckle down, double down, triple down on everything they're doing. They don't believe in a border. They believe in running up as much debt as they can. The debt's causing the inflation. People are being raped and killed from some of these illegals. I just don't see, name the Democrat who's going to be against the party. I'll tell you what I ought to do. I'd put Bill Edwards up. Hell, he does. He believes in the same stuff. Why don't they go with Bill?
You know, they talked about, look, one of that, Andy Beshear, who's the governor of Kentucky, you know, his name floated around, I heard out of some circles. You know, he just got reelected in Kentucky, kind of like John Bell did 4 years ago, in which predominantly a red state. Of course, Kentucky is a little more purplish than Louisiana. But yeah, I mean, you could put one of those folks up there. But at the end of the day, it's not about the person; it's about the policies. I mean, look, I think the uniqueness about J.D. Vance. Let's pivot for a second. Let's talk about what we did in preparation for whoever they put up. I think Trump's selection of J.D. Vance is absolutely brilliant. I think that J.D. Vance, I think that the American people, by and large, irrespective of whether they're in Louisiana, Michigan, you know, Oregon or Florida, okay, all want a return to the American dream that inspired J.D. Vance, okay, but that only Donald Trump can deliver. That's very important. That is very important. I mean, here you have a vice presidential candidate now, first millennial, that they put up in this position on either side of the aisle, but a guy that absolutely grew up, like many, many people that are out there listening. I mean, if you look at J.D. Vance, if you read his book, you watch the movie, I mean, he basically is a replica of many, many Americans out there who lived in small towns, who watched NAFTA destroy those towns. Like we did when I grew up in St. Martin, the same thing. The result of Democrats and Republicans always say in Washington, whenever there's big policy decisions made and whenever it's a bipartisan compromise, the only people getting screwed are the American people. It happens. Again, the Glass-Steagall, Sally Mae, NAFTA. I mean, what happens? The average guy in America takes it on the chin. Or woman. Either way.
No doubt about it. Well, I think it'd be an interesting debate when we do get to debates, and I think there will be debates, no matter who Trump debates or J.D. Vance debates. But I know that the Republicans left really pumped up, and I'm still a wait-and-see guy because, you know, I just know so many things can happen between now and election. There are people in states that will be voting at the end of September. Think about that.
Well, you're right. I mean, look, you're right. And I think, you know, and Trump said that at the RNC, when he's the president, we're going to vote on election day. We're going to vote by paper. We're going to vote. Like, he went through the whole litany of things that said, listen, we're going to have a secure election cycle. Okay? And which I think is what the overall theme is that we can't have people voting in September. Now, certainly, we have early voting. Nothing wrong with that. And you can do that because you want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to go vote if they go on vacation and get sick or whatever. Because I vote early all the time. But this constant voting and this constant counting,
it's like,
oh, if we don't win, we can just keep voting and keep counting. Well, we can't do that anymore. I mean, it is the demise of the democracy.
Yeah.
But, you know, going back, Moon, I think you're right. It's important. And let me tell you something. Folks like you and others who have the microphone each and every day and have great audiences like the ones you have to consistently remind people, look, the Republican National Convention that just occurred last week was really the halftime show.
Yep.
Okay? We got two more quarters.
There's no doubt.
And go there and continue to articulate our vision, our policies, the things that work, the reason that there is a new industrial South that is growing and creating a bigger, greater middle class in America. It's all happening in states that are red. And to show the rest of the country that, guess what? We can all do this. This is an opportunity for America to rise up from the ashes and the despair of the last decade. And Donald Trump is the president that can do that.
Hey, do you have a few more minutes? Because I got to take a break.
Sure.
Okay.
For you? Absolutely.
Governor Jeff Landry. If I count segments, we can double or quadruple the number of times you've been on. All right, Governor Jeff Landry talking a lot about the Republican National Convention. Take a break, be back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured four beds and two-and-a-half baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can deal your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call Adapt Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, Adapt Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Thinking about a new trade.
Hello, welcome back. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. And on that tax hotline is Governor Jeff Landry for about at least his seventh, eighth appearance. And we appreciate him coming on. We hadn't heard from a governor in 16 years, so it's good to talk to a governor. Hey, Governor, you're in this. You've seen this. You've watched this stuff for a long, long time. You talk to people. You've been there. And I don't know how many other conventions you ever been to, and I seen what somebody said, and it's actually a leftist said, the momentum of this convention had a lot of 2008. That was Barack Obama. Something new, something coming. And he said it was a lot like that. And this is somebody from the Democrat side. I mean, if you've been to them before, what do you think about this, the atmosphere and the hope of people that were at the convention?
Look, I think that the way they laid out the speakers, I think the way that Susan Wiles and them laid out and Dave Bossy and those that are in C stacked the speakers, and they were not just elected officials or politicians, if you would be. These were just ordinary people who Donald Trump had touched their lives. I think that the sprinkling of those people gave the convention a feel of America, of positive stories, of ways, of successes, of things that we all want, which we all want. We all want success. We all want wins. And it was, again, not a bunch of very elitist-type speakers. I mean, it was a broad range of people who got to speak. And I think that is what really gave it a unique flavor.
I want to know how, let's just take Kamala. And I don't believe that's who it is. I think it's Michelle. But I'm sticking to my guns. Said Biden wasn't going to run years ago. I'm still sticking to my guns. But let's take Kamala. Kamala was put in charge. I'm just going to give you one issue. Kamala was put in charge of the border czar, right when she got in, okay? 4 years later, it's way worse than it's ever been. And the president, Donald Trump, has been about the borders since day one. How does an issue like that going to play? Because it's no way the left can win on that issue, and that is a gigantic issue. Trump's right on it 100%, and she is so bad on that issue.
Well, look, I've been the governor for 7 months, and the first lady has been to the border more times in 7 months than the vice president has been. I mean, you want to talk about, I mean, that's how you put somebody, in charge that didn't even go to the border, right? I mean, Moon, here's the thing that amazes me the most. We are losing 100,000 Americans a year to fentanyl overdoses,
yep.
to drug overdoses.
Yep.
The majority, okay? The majority. I'm not over there saying it's 100%. The majority of that poison is coming from manufacturers in China through the cartels that are at the border. It's undisputed. Like, nobody refutes that.
Yeah.
In fact, you should put that in a sentence. The governor of Louisiana said this. Tell somebody to come challenge me this and bring me the proof that what I just said is wrong. Okay? It just amazes me. In the Vietnam era, we lost 55,000 U.S. soldiers over like a 5 or 6 year period. I forgot how long when they look out. Okay? We're losing 100,000 a year. And the Vietnam War almost ripped the country apart.
Mm-hmm.
How this border, and which I think it is, I mean, you're starting to see it. You're starting to see that immigration is the number one issue in the country. Okay? I mean, the system is completely broken. It's been broken since back when I was in Congress, probably broken before that. But what it is today, it's not broken. It's shattered. I mean, the things that are coming across the border. Look, let me tell you what's going on, Moon. So let's say you're the president, a prime minister of, I don't know, any country in the world. And you're like, you know, my jails are overflown. My mental institutions over. I need some capacity. I just put all those people on a boat, send them down to Mexico, pay the Mexican government a little bit of money and say, hey, send them to the border.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening. Like, they are emptying their jails. And we wonder why we got. Look what happened to that young lady in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about because that was pathetic.
But listen, by the way, Boo, I've been saying this for over 8 years now. One of the first things we did as Attorney General was attack the sanctuary city policy that was in Louisiana because of exactly that. Now, look, here's the thing. We've got a broken immigration policy, but we can't fix it until we, number one, seal the border, and number two, say, let me tell you something. You commit a crime in this country and you're here illegally, you got to go back to your home country. Yeah. I mean, we're not looking for people to come into this country and disrupt this country. We're looking for people that want to grow America. I mean, we've had 200-some years a very robust immigration policy. But yet, for some kind of way, we've just, like, turned the wheel, just, like, let go of the wheel. And then we allowed the border to just be like a, it's like having a home. I've said this before on the show. It's like having a house without a door. How many people you know, how many people you visited in your entire lifetime, have you gone to their house and they didn't have a front door?
Yeah, not none.
No, I'm serious. Like, okay, so like why? Why do you have a door in your house? I mean, think about it. Why do you do that? So that you can let people in and out that you want.
Yep.
So that you can keep people out when you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that you can keep your family safe at night. Well, that's what our border is. It's the front door, okay? And what's amazing, this was amazing. Go try to do to Mexico what they're doing to us. Go try to empty our jails, our things. Mm-hmm. We just pour some people down into Mexico. Go try to do that. Or why don't we round up all of these illegals that have committed all these heinous crimes, put them at the border and say, y'all going to Mexico. How about that?
Yep.
And see what happens.
Let me ask you a quick question. And I've been hearing rumors and seeing stuff. They said there's a plan in place if Trump and them will win. How are we going to get people to start leaving the country? And I mean illegals. I mean people who don't belong here. Is there a plan? I mean, you may not know it, but I mean, is there a plan to say, hey, guys, you guys have got to go? I'm not talking about people here that illegally.
Well, I think that sensibly, the first thing you have to do, again, is you got to seal the border. You got to stop the bleeding, okay? Then you basically have to place these groups of migrants in different buckets, okay? The first bucket, which is the most problematic bucket, are those that have come into the country only to sow chaos and are a bunch of criminals, okay? And, I mean, just that is a very large number. Now, we're not just talking like 100,000 people. We're talking like in the millions. Okay? Because I tell you, when you scrape that out, you start to make your street safer. Then you got those that came. Now, here's the question. Here's where the Democrats have set up, okay? That this is the trap that we in. You see, the people that have come across the border during the Biden administration, they hear, and they're not necessarily, I mean, they came in illegally, but they got permission. The government has given them permission to stay. They got a piece of paper. You realize that these, and then how about this? How about we just quit treating people who come into the country illegally as first-class citizens, right, and put them above the average American? They have more rights than us. You know, there's a special line at the airport right now, okay, that if you come into the country illegally, across the border, illegally, and the government gives you a paper, you can get on any airline with this paper. It don't even have your picture on it.
Wow.
I mean, you see that. You go into the major airline, you see the immigration line. You know,
wow.
An arrow. Now, think about it. Go down to Lafayette, to the airport in Lafayette, and go try to get on a plane bound for D.C. with just your birth certificate.
Yeah, good point. Hey, Jeff, I got to go. That's a great point, but okay. I'm not surprising. All right, Governor Jeff Landry. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we'll do it again. All right, got to take a break. More to come. Moon Graffon Show. Don't go nowhere. News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
This is a Fox News alert. The Secret Service director admits they failed.
I'm Dave Anthony.
The assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump on July 13th is the most significant operational failure of the Secret Service in decades.
Director Kimberly Cheadle at a House hearing 9 days later.
I take full responsibility for any security lapse.
And Director Cheadle told lawmakers,
we must learn what happened and I will move heaven and earth to ensure that an incident like July 13th does not happen again.
At the start of the hearing about an hour ago, Republican James Comer called on Cheadle to resign. The Oversight Committee chair told her,
we are concerned the Secret Service lacks the proper management to keep protectees safe.
Also at the hearing, Democrat Jamie Raskin denounced the political violence at the Trump rally and called for stricter gun laws, including a ban on so-called assault rifles.
Since the mass shooting in Butler, there have already been at least 10 additional mass shootings in America.
Vice President Harris keeps picking up endorsements the morning after President Biden dropped out of the race and backed her as his replacement. Democratic lawmakers and governors now supporting Harris. Governor Andy Beshear from Kentucky tells MSNBC.
It's a contrast between her and those running on the other side couldn't be clearer.
Now, the Democratic National Committee will meet Wednesday to consider the timing of a Harris nomination with a convention just 4 weeks away. So far, no challengers come forward.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin telling CBS News he is not running for office after reports he was considering re-registering as a Democrat to launch a bid for the White House. Manchin, though, says he is concerned there isn't going to be a contest to pick a new nominee and believes Vice President Kamala Harris is too far to the left.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Republicans are calling for an investigation into Vice President Harris and other Democrats for misleading Americans about President Biden's mental fitness. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey guys, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than what we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with a proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Message.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with The Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Y'all all welcome to Ugrafon Show. Great to have you back, folks. Great to be back. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Always a good day to be with y'all. Anyway, everybody's making predictions, all the stuff I make. I really don't like making predictions because when they come true, you look cool. When it don't, you go, that guy, I don't know what he's talking about. But I do make a few. I'm just still convinced Michelle's that person. It really don't matter who the person is. They're all going to think the same. Kamala Harris. So what would be the difference between voting for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden when you got the president and the vice president? I mean, what's the difference? I mean, president and vice president, right? I mean, so Biden's name ain't on there. You think Kamala Harris can actually do some word salads, salad words, however you want to call it. You think because she can do that, all of a sudden she's smarter and better? She ain't no different. Remember, I want to tell you, and I reminded the governor, Kamala Harris was the border czar. So if you had a kid that died of fentanyl, and I know several now, you can go shake Kamala Harris's hand. She's doing her job. It was all just made up to watch the border, keep up with boredom. And Landry's right. That's one of the biggest issues out there right now. Okay. Remember, somebody just reminded me, but I saw that George Soros has now endorsed Kamala Harris. I still believe, and I say if I'm wrong, if Kamala's really going to run, why not let her be president? Well, I mean, there's a lot more going. Why? Same person, same type deal. They get to put a VP in there. Everything changes to Harris and whoever, Buttigieg or whoever they're going to pick. I mean, why not put it on all over and you're running as a an incumbent. Makes sense to me. Remember, we're dealing with Democrats. We're dealing with Hollywood. And they sit back there. It's Hollywood, I give them, they got some of the most creative people I've ever seen that come up with the plots and twists. But they can do that in the real world. I think COVID had a lot of Hollywood plots and twists to it. I do. I just think it does. Kamala Harris, President Harris, she becomes president, first black woman to ever be a president. Buttigieg, first gay dude out and open to be vice president. They got a problem with Kamala Harris, though, folks. That's why I think Michelle's still sitting out there. Michelle comes out today and said, I don't want to run. It's not what I want to do. Don't mean she ain't running. Somebody just reminded me. They said, Moon, let me tell you something. You know, gamblers, you can bet on anything. Y'all do realize that, huh? You know the presidential election that they put odds on who's going to be president? Guess whose odds are rising tremendously right now? Michelle Obama. I'm just telling you, the gamblers always win for the most part. Michelle Obama. I'm going to say Vegas. Maybe. You know what? And I don't know, somebody can help me with this. I don't know if Vegas can set odds for the presidential election, but other countries can do it. Other countries can. Now, maybe that's not like that anymore. I thought they couldn't set odds for Vegas, but other countries, it didn't matter. Just the odds are coming. And there's only one person that can replace Kamala at this point, it's Michelle Obama. Barack's running everything anyway. See, it's kind of cool to be Barack Obama. He wanted Biden out. Who wanted Biden in? He did. 80-90% of Biden's staff are Barack Obama's. We all know that that Joe Biden doesn't have the mental capacity to do this. If he doesn't have the mental capacity to run, who's running the country? How does he have the mental capacity to run the country, but not the mental capacity or health to run to run for a re-election? But see, to the evil Democrats, they don't care. He can't have it both ways. That's why I think. He's doing a press conference, I think, in a few days. I just don't want anybody to be shocked. That makes more sense than anything. If Kamala, there's two things. They can go there. Or if they want Michelle to run, just keep everybody going back and forth. And the media loves it. Everybody's watching the media to see who runs. It kind of swiped away the Republicans' convention now. It kind of just put it to the side now. The most important thing now is who the Democrats are putting up. Wouldn't they like to leave it if it's not Kamala? I guarantee you, all these people that are saying they, George Soros and Biden and all these people that are calling for Harris to be the person, they're not going to say one word if Michelle Obama runs. Not one. And then there comes the other problem, if Kamala's a candidate. And they know they're going to get beat. What else do they have planned in their bag of tricks? The evil bag of tricks they're going to pull. Because I'm convinced. Folks, this sounds horrible. God, I hate to say this. It really does. This sounds terrible. I don't want to say it. I've said it many times. The left, the media, the Dems, I'm talking about leaders now, I'm not talking about the beverage voter, and some of them too probably, the world leaders, China, Russia, on and on, North Korea, people that hate this country, which are most other countries, okay? Under no circumstances, people that believe in a green scam. It's a scam. Boy, Trump hit that one, too. It's like he hit fake news. It's how he hit the news media with enemies of the state. Okay. They cannot and will not let Donald Trump be president. They do not care what they have to do. They do not care who has to be hurt. They do not care who has to be taken out. You can sit here and say, oh, come on, Moon, people are not like that. Really? We got one attempted murder assassination on Trump already. We got one so far. We do. We got one so far. You know, it's amazing. Kamala Harris could be the VP, spent months shooting down concerns over Biden's mental competency. Now he's out because of his mental competency. Months. So we got another liar. It ought to be, Democrats ought to be mad going through the process, which wasn't much of a process, to elect the president, go through the whole process, telling everybody how solid Biden is, kept everybody out. You sit here and tell me that Barack Obama and these people didn't know Joe Biden wasn't backing out. They were. See the debate they had? Started the whole thing. This is when it started, when it can get everybody involved when they watch the real Joe Biden. Because 99.9% of the people don't know Joe Biden, never got around him, including you and me. Just putting it out there. It's there. It's there for everybody to see. We debate. You wanted to see Joe Biden on a stage in September, not June. And I thought it was odd. Somebody else may have thought it was odd, but I was the only one that I know. I didn't hear. You know, you realize, folks, my cable went out Saturday evening at 6. And I have not had TV, none yesterday, none today. It was still out. I hadn't watched any TV. I talked to people and I read a lot, but I hadn't watched any TV. I don't know a tenth of the comments you people have been getting. I didn't hear none of them. I didn't watch TV and say, this is what I believe. Everything I'm telling you is pretty original. And I've said most of this anyway. You know, Kamala Harris lied about Biden just like the rest of them. Until they all saw him on national TV. Trump used to do press conferences all the time. Biden had a press conference in 8 months. Then he finally had one. We all watched this for just 4 years almost. He was like this before he ran last time. And everything was done would be undone under the name of Joe Biden, when really all other Democrats were all for it too. The destruction of America. And folks, if you don't believe that's what they want to do, you're being naive. You know? Let's go to the phone. Let's see if we can squeeze one in for the break, Walker. Let's go to Tony in Shreveport. Tony, you're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Thanks for calling. How you doing, sir?
All right, sir. I just had one little thing I wanted to say. On this deal, you're talking about the first female black president. Well, yesterday I heard on the news that she was Indian, not black.
You know what? Maybe she is. I have no idea. They play so many games with all this crazy stuff. You know, I'm different. If you're an American citizen,
yes, sir.
I don't care if you're Indian descent, black, white, green, yellow. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter. They just play all those games. I'm just telling you what they play. Yeah. And I'm not arguing with you because, you know, I don't know. But see, I don't care. I don't care about color and race. That doesn't bother me. If the president and vice president are black, that's fine. What's their policies? I want to know what their policies are and what they stand for. I could care less. If Donald Trump was a black man, a conservative, and he ran, I'm going to vote for him. I'm not voting for the Obama types because I think, like he said, fundamentally transform, which meant fundamentally destroy everything that made America great. And part of that is the Christian culture, man and women, all the stuff that everybody knows is true. They're trying to destroy it all, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It don't matter which one of them's in there. They're all going to be running off of Barack Obama.
Every one of them, the great Barack insane Obama, Satan's brother, is all right there. And it looks like, let me tell you something, the Democrats and Obama, they love chaos. So does Satan. They love chaos. It's when they operate the best. Got to go, Tony. Thanks for the call. We got to take a break. More calls when we get back. By the way, Bananas Foster took a shot at the good-looking host. And you're going to see why we call him Banana. Oh, my God. He got everything wrong. We'll be right back. with 5 locations. I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
Line 1 is a business telecom provider. Line 1 specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.1 and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line 1, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.1 and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.1.
Smooth Griffon, a good. Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. You can always email me, moon@moongriffon.com, moon@moongriffon.com. Hollywood celebrities pay tribute to Biden rally behind Kamala. Now we have our marching orders. Hollywood. Now, they were, the only thing I'll tell you is, I said this on my friend Brian Haldane's show this morning in Baton Rouge, Guaranteed Broadcast, and I said, watch for Jim Clyburn, who now has endorsed Kamala Harris. He's usually the big kingmaker. He was a kingmaker when Biden ran. And they had people running against him. He's an older guy, though. I don't know if the younger group's going to follow him, but we'll see what happens. But if that's going to be the case, it makes sense for her to run as an incumbent president. All right, let's go to Lafayette. We'll go to Mr. Brandon. Brandon, welcome to the Moon Griffon Show, sir.
Moon, I want you to remember back to just about a month ago whenever I watched a video of Joe Biden. That was totally edited, everything of that nature. But it came out where he was cocky, confident, calling Donald Trump to the stage to debate him anytime, anywhere. I can do it 2 times. And he was making fun of Trump being on trial because, you know, here you have Wednesdays off.
Mm-hmm.
And the comedy behind the fact that that is what ended his entire presidency because everyone got to see the sham that he is. I've probably rewatched that YouTube clip, I don't know, 15 times and been showing it to friends. He called for it. He got it, and it destroyed him. That's just
Yeah, but I think that was part of the plan. You got to remember the Hollywood elite, and I think Trump and the Republicans bit the bait. Now, I'm not saying they're wrong because Trump said, let's debate. I get it. You can't say now, well, let's go ahead and debate in June. No, I'm not going to debate you. You can't do that. I kind of be careful what you say when you're out there on the trail because – wouldn't you rather Trump debate him in September when people are trying to make up their mind to vote? You see what I'm saying? So I wonder if I just wanted the people behind the scenes to say, let's debate him now. Let's debate him now. Because they all know, look, the man was pushed out. The man did not want to go. There's no doubt about that. He was pushed out by the elitists, and the elitists in the left are like communists. I mean, they really are. You do what we say. You do what you do. We're going to take you out. Now, that's just my take on it, Brandon.
I think every once in a while, Joe was just able to somehow put it together just enough. Like, for example, his State of the Union address, everything he says is terrible, but at least he projected it in a method and a manner that seemed halfway cognizant, and it was just okay. He was able to live up to that particular moment. I think they thought that would happen again, and it just didn't on this. Whatever drugs they gave him didn't work.
Yeah, and then he had the press conference, and the press conference with hardly any questions. But I still believe that if Kamala's going to be the person, I think Kamala has to be the person before the convention. And the way to do that?
Yeah, I do.
The way to do that, Brandon, is just let her be president. Just resign and let her be president. We've seen this happen before. This happened several times in the United States of America. I mean, when Richard Nixon bowed out, Gerald Ford became the candidate and got beat. I think they look at that scenario as maybe happening again if she gets to be the VP. There's a lot of people that don't believe in Kamala Harris and don't believe she can win. I mean, and I'm not talking about on our side. I'm talking about on the left. They don't believe this woman can win at all.
She has no record, and what record she does have is terrible. I mean, whenever she was doing the debates for the presidency last time, she got destroyed.
Yeah, just wait till you find out her record as attorney general. I've seen some of it that's coming. It's so bad. And remember,
she withheld evidence of people on death row that were innocent just because she didn't want to look wrong as the attorney general. That is literally criminal.
I'm telling you, it's so bad for her. And that's why if she's not the VP, she's not the president, or she's not the person before they go to the convention, she ain't going to be it. And they can't, because of some people in the Democrat Party, it better be a black woman. So if you replace her with Michelle Obama, it's a black woman. They're going to be happy with that. And by the way, just like with Joe got a big buyout. You can put Joe Biden got, I don't know if it's hundreds of millions, but he got a big buy. They can buy Kamala out. We already knew what Kamala was before she ever got in office. You know, they're just negotiating price at this point. That's what they're doing. They're negotiating price. So we'll see what happens, man. All right, Brandon.
Thank you.
All right, bud. Appreciate it. Yeah. I got a funny when we get back. Y'all gotta listen to this. This is really hilarious. Bananas Foster took a shot at me in Advocate. I ain't going to bore you with all the details. But it's so funny. He took a shot at Tyler Bridges, who did a piece on me, which I don't know why he did that. But him shooting me. Listen, let me tell y'all something. I live rent-free. Rent-free. And Bananas head between his ears, rent free. Y'all see him? Would y'all buy some bananas for him and give it to him? We'll be right back. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, HUDCO Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where HUDCO Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, HUDCO Roofing has you covered. HUDCO is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. HUDCO Roofing is also a state certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. HUDCO specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from HUDCO Roofing right now. Go to HUDCOroofing.com. That's HUDCOroofing.com. Fill out the form and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust HUDCO Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HUDCOroofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
Louisiana is is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call him today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
You carry a gun to...
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the LHSAA and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Did you know that 1 in 14 children experience homelessness at some point in time in their life? The Gifting Grace Project, Acadiana's homeless children's outreach, seeks to help them. Go to giftinggraceproject.com to partner with us and donate today.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at matthewjamestaxpros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to be with you on a beautiful Monday. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. So let me just, a little funny. So I wake up this morning, I start getting text messages. Man, my Bananas Foster took a shot at you. Bananas. The name is so good. It's just so good. And I've been living rent-free in that dude's head for a long, long time. If you don't know Bananas, and most people don't know Bananas, hardly nobody knows who Bananas is. Bananas is a public service commissioner who voted with Devontae Lewis. Oh, yeah. He's a green scammer. So he was. So Tyler Bridges did a piece. I never read the piece. I saw the headlines. God is my witness. I never read the whole. I never sat down and read it. I don't know what Tyler said, good, bad, ugly. People told me some things. That's fine. So apparently, Bananas Foster is upset with Tyler that he wrote a piece on me. And that apparently Bananas, who by the way was in the piece. He was in the piece. He got to comment on in the piece. So Bananas Foster is upset because he said I was portrayed as a take no prisoner kingmaker. Folks, let's back up. How many times in 31 years of being on the air did I say I never win elections? Right here, out of my own mouth, on my program, I don't win elections. I don't win 10% of them. How's that a kingmaker? I don't know what Tyler wrote, but I bet he didn't show me as a kingmaker. But see, Bananas Foster, Bananas. You're not dealing with a lot of brainings right here, folks. He go, and I read one paragraph right here. Listen to this. By the way, he called me the radio court jester. I love it. I wish I was that funny. I really do. But boy, I tell you what, that's pretty good. A lot of the court jesters, if they didn't make it, they kill them. Still surviving after 31 years. Bananas. Bananas can't stand his nickname because everybody calls him Bananas. I don't hear from anybody that don't call a man Bananas. And I don't know if many people don't think he is Bananas. So I want to read this, share one thing, because this is something, I don't know where he's getting this from, and I don't know what Tyler said about Griffin versus Griffon. Okay, listen to this. Name has always been spelled, since the day I was born, I never knew my parents to change it, G-R-I-F-F-O-N, Griffin. Griffin. Griffon. Griffin is called, really pronounced Griffon. We all say Griffin. And so, listen to, let me tell you, two or three things on stupidity of bananas. So I give Bridges credit. He accurately reported that Griffon is a phony Cajun version of the broadcaster's real last name, Griffin with an I. This Walker, you my son. You ever, what about an I in? Me neither. That's a, bananas is trying to be smart and funny, and he's stupid. He shows us he's the one of the dumbest people I've ever been around, and I make the point there. So he says this. Let me read. He accurately reported, and maybe Tyler did this. Maybe Tyler said he changed his name from Griffin to Griffon. I never changed my name. I'll take the bet. I'll bet all the money that Banana Foster, who hates the oil and gas industry, every penny he ever made in the oil and gas industry that he hated, I'll bet everything he's got that I've never been a Griffin in my life. Why do people like that ought to not be in office? He's really a goon. That's why I call him Bananas. It fits him. Well, quote, this is in the Advocate. You can look at it today. He's accurately reported that Griffon is a phony Cajun version of the broadcaster's real last name, Griffin. That ain't my real last name. It never has been. Walker's over here laughing, going, what kind of cat is this dude? Bananas. It never had. And I don't know if that's what Tyler reported, but I've never been a Griffin in my whole life. It's if my brother's living it right now, he could call and say, we've always been an O-N. I'd get my mama on the phone if y'all want me to. I'd call my mama. Foster Campbell's is bananas, folks. By the way, I'm not a Cajun. I live in Cajun land. Okay? Proud to live among the Cajuns. I never said I was a Cajun. People have called me the Cajun Rush Limbaugh, not me. By the way, he also took a shot and said, a Rush Limbaugh wannabe. Who wouldn't want to be like Rush? He was funny, and he was smart. Bridges reported Griffin was an average student. You know where he got that from? He got it from me. Say, I have nothing to hide. Bananas has everything to hide. I told him I was an average student. I didn't care about school. I love sports. And I wanted to be a pro athlete. I was an average student because I made myself an average student. But he said that in there. He got that right. Let me ask y'all a question. Who's smarter? You know, I've never done this in my life. You ready? I've never gotten in my vehicle and got on an interstate that was not totally fixed. I never got on an interstate. I ain't too bright, but I never put my vehicle on an interstate that was not even totally built yet and drove down it and got hurt, sued the state, made money. I never did that, but I'm not that bright. I ain't as bright as Bananas Foster. Ask him if he ever did that. Get on an interstate that's not even fixed and drive down the damn thing. I mean, God of mercy, drove on an interstate that wouldn't even complete it. By the way, he says Bridges, and I don't know what he said. Griffon favors politicians who advertise on his show and picks fights with trial lawyers and poll people. And any politicians with a heart. Folks, just to play his game. John Bell Edwards spent a lot of money with me when he advertised. Big bellboy. How'd that work out for him? You know who spent more money than anybody ever with me? Bobby Jindal. How'd that work out for him for 8 years? I played this game all day long with people that advertised that I challenged. And I tell you, I had one earlier today at 9:30. Walker, you been there? I haven't challenged Jeff Landry. Yeah, pretty hard. Matter of fact, Tyler Bridges sat right here and wrote a story because I saw the headline and they were trying to pop me against Landry. But Bananas, for everything he writes about, he don't have a clue. By the way, if your light bill and your electrical bills are high, call Bananas. You know, he's going to get all that straight. He's a green new scam person, too. So I just think it's funny. You write something, and most of what you wrote is a lie. Most of what you wrote doesn't make any sense. And he got the average student from me because I told Tyler if he put that in there, good. What was I supposed to say? Yeah, I was a genius. No, I've been lying. I'm not going to do what Banana does. Remember Banana's fault? Oh, one other thing. He made a big deal. He said, when I was running in 2016, we did a poll, and my name recognition was 2% mine. But you remember, let me tell you how accurate Bananas is on polls. You ready? And I'm only going to use his own words, not mine, folks. I got a story here from 2016, Mark Ballard, December the 9th. At the time, Bananas Foster was running against John Kennedy for the United States Senate race. And Bananas Foster got 38%. Bananas Foster was the one, he looked like Michael Dukakis shooting a shotgun. And I had people, and some of them were lawyers, but Bananas called him and said, hey, I want you to contribute to me. And when they asked him about the Second Amendment, you know what he told him? Well, I shoot guns. Oh, I ain't got a problem with hunting. And as my buddies told me, they told him, the Second Amendment is not about going hunting, Bananas. I wonder if he was an average student. Drove on the interstate that wasn't open. Doesn't even know what the Second Amendment means. But here it is, folks. His poll showed that Moon only was 2%. I never said anything about my audience, except they're great and I love them. And we've grown a lot. So here it is. NOLA, Mark Ballard, Democrat, Foster Campbell, that would be Bananas, says U.S. Senate race is tighter than polls showed. Every poll in the article showed Kennedy up 55-38. I think, I'm not going to be wrong when I'm saying, Kennedy either got 62 or 64% of the vote. He was right about the poll being wrong. Kennedy was way ahead of him. Kennedy was way ahead of him. He was right about the poll. So I'm supposed to believe a poll in 2016 he took that nobody knew my name. I just thought I'd let y'all know. Bananas back in the news. He don't care what he says. Now he's talking about that I changed my name. That the poll shows. But like I said, and that I'm an average student, which I was. I deny it. Everything he said, if he didn't lie, it's things that I said. And I can tell y'all, folks, this average student never got on the interstate not one time when it was not completed and went down the road only to turn around and sue the state and win money. And he's the biggest hypocrite I've ever seen when it comes to oil and gas. He's pounded the oil and gas industry. Ask him how he made his money. Ask him. Oil and gas. And as he told me one time when I asked him, I called him a hypocrite on air. He said, I might be a hypocrite, but I'm not stupid. In other words, whatever the money flows, I'm taking it. You know, Bananas, I've turned down a lot of money. Not being like you. Let me take a break. Bananas Foster. Remember the name, folks. There's a lot of truth to the Bananas. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com is building a custom home, something you really feel strong about. SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured four beds and two-and-a-half baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can deal your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Fairfaxcounty.com.
Come in and try the good delivery.
Kamala Harris just said Biden's legacy is unmatched in history. And why are they getting rid of him? Kamala Harris, she's doing a press conference right now. I'm not making it up. She just said his accomplishments is unmatched. They might be right. We got more fentanyl deaths than ever. We got more illegals coming across than ever. Okay? We got more debt than ever by far. We got more inflation than we had in a long, long time. Okay? And even she might be right. It may not be matched. It may have to go back to Jimmy Carter. So, it's, by the way, somebody's making a good point to me. Joe Biden hadn't been found. They're writing that Joe Biden is probably setting up his resignation. And I called it before I saw this. Somebody else, what was the other one I just received too? 10 a.m. Eastern, White House Chief of Staff holding a mandatory call from all White House staff, followed by a call of all political appointees in the Biden administration at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Somebody said his medical condition is now terminal. Oh, is they going to play it up? See, folks, here's the problem. They can do that kind of stuff because who's going to go after a sick person? Who's going to go after a sick person? You know, you can't talk about a sick person. The whole Democrat Party, top, you know, evil and sick. Let's see. Somebody just sent, check out the British bookmakers' odds on the 2024 presidential election. But they didn't send it to me. Somebody said, go to British bookmakers. Anybody out there can go to it, let me know. I guess I can pull it up on my deal. I'm just kind of curious because, like I said, a buddy of mine, and this is what they can do. I don't think you can bet on a presidency. And maybe I'm wrong. I don't think you can bet on a presidency in the United States of America. Can you? I might be wrong on that. I don't think you can. Let me check real quick. Folks, y'all embellish me for a second. I am checking it out. Say, presidential election. I'm not saying I better pull it up real quick, but I am doing this because I want to see. I want to see if the booking, and that's what I'm hearing. Let's see. All right. Trump takes big lead over Harris in betting odds for November, but one Dem is a surprise with her chances. Let's see. It got to be Michelle. Yep, here it is. Third on the list, none other than former First Lady Michelle Obama. Why are they putting in this? Behind third on the list, none other than former First Lady Michelle Obama. Tied behind Obama is Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, which is another disaster. So they get, yeah, Kamala's the lead runner now. It's no doubt about that because she's sitting there as the VP. They don't show her winning. They're not going to show her winning. She can't win. Problem is, what do they do to Trump to take him out? Anyway, that's winning, betting odds, and all kind of stuff. I knew they did that, but I knew that they don't do that
in America. They don't allow them in America. I don't know why, but whatever reason. I don't care if they do it or you know what I feel about gambling. But I know people do it, and that's fine. That's what they want to do. So Kamala talking. Is she already over? I think she's already over. I'm walking. I don't see her speaking anymore. They got other people speaking. So I don't know what she said. You people that had a chance to look at it, maybe y'all can let us know, because I did not see it except for one brief thing before we came back on the air. Unmatched in modern history, his legacy. Unmatched in modern history. The other thing that's going on right now, if anybody's Secret Service chief, pressed on why Trump was allowed to stay despite suspicious shooter, and she said that it's been wrong. But Biden has not been seen or heard from since he announced he's leaving. Not at all. I just got a feeling when you do see him, you know, when you do see him, here's the headlines. Democrats thrown into chaos as they face tight deadline to replace Biden. They love chaos. Chaos is where they thrive. Hate thrives in chaos. Harris had multiple calls with Dems, Obama. Dems and Obama before Biden dropped out of race. You know, they're saying Democrats must formally nominate a replacement by August 7th, which is about 12 days before their convention. It is no doubt who the candidate is. And by the way, neither Obama or Nancy Pelosi has yet to endorse Harris. Now, let me tell you something. Joe Biden's pretty bitter. If Joe Biden really wants to slap the Democrats around and he don't want Michelle and he's mad at him, all he got to do is resign and walk away, and Harris is the president of the United States. There are a lot of people always worried that could happen. That's what we're dealing with right now. So we'll see. Once again, if I'm wrong, I'll go ahead and tell you. I wasn't wrong about Biden walking out. I just knew he wouldn't run. Louisiana Democrat Party. You know the party who can't win a race here? They've endorsed Kamala Harris. They've already pledged their delegates to go to Kamala. I'm going to say it again. If Kamala is the presidential candidate for the Democrat Party, I think she will be the incumbent presidential candidate. That's where I think they will go with this. You know? It's incredible. Incredible to watch all this. Man, ever since COVID came in, they were able to rock our world, and they're still rocking our world. They were able to rock our world. The chaos is where they thrive. Actually, 2020 presidential election was chaotic as COVID was. Yeah. I think Biden's gone. I think he resigns. If that's the case, Kamala will beat him. That doesn't make her, by the way, you know, if she becomes president, that doesn't automatically make her the nominee for the deal, but I would think that would make it easier for him. All right, folks, more to come. Got another hour to go. You listen to Moon Graffon Show. The rest of you leaving to see you again tomorrow. See Bananas Foster. Hand him some bananas. You know? Cuckoo as can be. We'll be right back.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.